So, Justin, one of the things that we saw in the survey that kind of surprised me was a fair amount of genomic testing in patients with metastatic squamous. Certainly, there are patients maybe where there's a question, it might be a mixed histology or not very much tissue. But in a patient with what appears to be a pure squamous cell cancer, Justin, are there any mutations that you should be looking for? Or is the purpose of biomarker testing purely to look for responsiveness to immunotherapy?
Yeah, so I think the first question I would ask, biomarker broad term, many of us will include PD-L1 within biomarker testing. So certainly PD-L1 for squamous patients, but I think what you're alluding to is next generation doing molecular testing, looking at various targetable alterations. Right now, the current guidelines, NCCN, suggests if a patient has certain clinical characteristics, for example, they're a light or minimal smoker, that would be a squamous patient where you would want to recommend next generation sequencing. But outside of that, you're right, the number of targetable alterations is low in squamous cancers. NGS does give you tumor mutation burden, which has now been a biomarker that's been fraught with complexities. And right now, we don't routinely check it, nor do we routinely act on it. So right now, there are few alterations in squamous outside of certain clinical settings. That said, there are efforts to try to get a better sense of what is the molecular landscape of squamous cancers. For our institution, that's how I've done testing in squams as part of a trial, trying to get a better sense of what are the targetable alterations within squams. I did want to make one point to follow up on Heather's comment more broadly in terms of molecular testing. I think one of the challenges that many of our community colleagues face is that doing the first set of testing and say there's a non-diagnostic result, and as we've heard, do you subject that patient to another biopsy if they have a very large smoking history, you already have the PD-L1 results back, it's 3 weeks later, and I can certainly understand that situation. Especially when you're in a practice where most of your patients are smokers and you have very low rates of positivity for these other alterations.